Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking three innovative ways to afford your down payment with Loftium, Landit, and Unison. And ask Shauna, how in the world do we actually grow our down payment savings?
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
You know, at Millennial Money here, we don't feel like we're just podcasters and you're just podcast listeners. We really feel like we're a community, a tribe, a group of people who are, you know, sort of banded together to help us all, I think, achieve our dreams. You know, I'm just as much on a journey as you guys are that are listening. And I think that's what makes it really exciting. But, you know, we not only want to thank you for being part of this community, we also want to reach out to you. You know, we've been asking for Ask Shauna questions, and I've just been flooded with so many amazing, amazing questions. But we also are working on a really important project, and we'd love for you to share your own money story, your own money journey with us, so we can connect on a deeper level. This information is going to stay, of course, completely confidential, and we'll contact you prior to sharing any of your stories, so you don't have to worry about that. And it's a completely judgment-free zone, so you can feel free to let your story fly. But we want to know what your journey's been like, you know, the good stuff, the not good stuff, the success stories, the places where you're still struggling, all of that information, as much as you want to share, we would absolutely love to hear from you. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. If you want to share your story, please go over to that link, share your story. We'll reach out to you, contact you, and, you know, find ways where we can help you, where we can help you on this journey, or where we can celebrate you where you're at. So again, the link will be in the show notes, and I'd love to hear from as many of you as humanly possible. So don't feel like you're embarrassed to share your story. Again, it's all completely confidential. So before we move into the podcast episode, we have an Ask Shauna question today from Caitlin. And it's very much in line with what our episode is about today. So I thought, you know, this worked really well together, right? So Caitlin says, "Hey, Shauna, love your podcast. I started listening when my husband and I decided to get serious about our financial planning in our first few months of marriage. I'm wondering if you have tips on investing for a home down payment. We're aiming to buy a home in the next 5 to 10 years, so it would be a relatively short-term investment. We have around $50,000 and aim to put another $1,000 a month towards our down payment fund. We live in currently and hope to buy a home in a high housing price market, so we estimate we'll need around $150,000 to $200,000 as a down payment. Ouch. Any tips on how to make our savings grow faster given our short time frame and our low risk constraints? Thank you." Great question, Caitlin. I've received the same question from a bunch of you who have written into the podcast. So hopefully with this episode and with a few tips, at least you can feel like you're pointed in the right direction. And, you know, although you have an awesome base savings, Caitlin, you obviously have, you know, ways to go. And I think the hard thing is there aren't really any, you know, great secret tricks to growing your down savings faster. You know, some of the companies that we're going to talk about on this podcast episode definitely can be a resource for you. One of them might, you know, be a fit for you, but, you know, really focusing any funds that you have towards your down payment. And, you know, I know when I was saving to buy my first house, it really was about giving up short-term things for long-term, you know, so we stopped taking a couple of trips. We were really focused on where our money was going so that, you know, we could save as much money as possible. And unfortunately, that's not something that a lot of people like to do, because let's face it, we don't want to give up stuff that we like to do, even if we know that, you know, our goal is to buy a house. It's just kind of how we're hardwired as humans. But, you know, it's thinking about, okay, what can you do today that's going to help you get a little bit closer towards that goal? And also not looking at like, okay, we have to save an extra $100,000 or $200,000. That number is just so huge. It will completely intimidate you. So really thinking about, you know, how can we break this down into little manageable chunks? And then, you know, because your down payment savings needs to be in a low risk investment, obviously, because, you know, you don't want that money to go away in the stock market. So, you know, you could potentially look at something like a CD. You're not going to earn that much interest. You know, obviously a high yield savings account is a great place to stick that money. You could put it in a very, very low risk IRA or Roth, depending on if you qualify. That might be an option. But again, that makes me a bit nervous if you had all of your money in the market that you're saving for your down payment, because, you know, there's so many things that happen. So I'll just talk through a few kind of bits with you. So I had a client who a few years ago was having trouble saving for their down payment. What they actually decided to do was to buy a house in a lower priced market, and they used it as an investment property. And, you know, in a year or two, they actually had equity in that investment property. They had a renter, they had equity in that investment property, ended up refinancing, taking the equity out, and then using that as their down payment to help fund their down payment towards their dream house. Again, I'm oversimplifying it, but hopefully you get the concept. You know, sometimes it's about thinking outside of the box a little bit when it comes to affording your down payment, especially in a really, really high-priced market. Like I said, one of the companies that are on the podcast episode today, they might resonate with you, but they might not, and that's totally fine. You know, if you end up not being a fan of those methods, here are a few other things to think about. I don't know, is an option of getting some funds from a parent or grandparent possible, whether it's a gift or maybe it's even a loan? You know, where is your money going each month? Are you really tracking your expenses to see if you could carve out any extra money? Even, you know, if it's a few hundred bucks a month, that's something. What are your 401k contributions? What do those look like? You know, some people think about maybe backing off those contributions for a short period of time just to boost your savings. Again, there are lots of pros and cons to that. So, you know, you want to think about that. There's lots of pros and cons from borrowing from your 401k. If that's something you're thinking about, you'll definitely want to know the terms, the interest rate, all of those sorts of things that are associated. I don't know if you have a Roth or IRA, but you can take up to $10,000 each penalty-free from one of those to put towards your down payment. So, you know, it's really about finding all these little different buckets of money. And, you know, if you start compiling those different buckets, usually they start adding up faster toward your down payment. But there's really no secret way other than just really managing your expenses, really figuring out, are there things we can give up in the short term? Are there ways that we can do what we're doing better so that we can drive as much money as we can every single month into our savings for our down payment? All right, so let's start talking about these companies today because hopefully you're intrigued if you're listening to this episode. Like I said, we have our three companies, Loftium, Landed, and Unison, that are really pioneering or reinventing, I think, how you afford the down payment. And we're going to hear from all three companies in this episode. And with all three companies, you know, you still need to qualify for a home loan. So that means you need a really good credit score. And in the land of credit score, you're definitely looking for 700 plus. But if you could be 720, 740 plus, that's going to give you your dream scenario as far as interest rate, which is really important because even a point difference in an interest rate, let's throw out a point. Let's take a quarter point difference in interest rate over a 30-year period of time or however long you live in the house. That could be a lot of money, and you have way better things to do with that money than to pay extra just because your credit score isn't as good. So, you know, if you're thinking about buying a house and your credit score isn't where you want to be, start there. Start focusing on bettering your credit score. And then also, you know, having a low debt to income ratio, which is that your all of your debts, every debt that you pay, I'm talking whether it's your car loan, your student loans, your credit cards, all of your housing, whatever that new mortgage payment would be, that is under 40% of your gross monthly income. The lower the score, the better. The lower the percentage, I should say, the better you're off you're going to be, just because you have more cushion room when you buy your house so that you're not panicked when something happens and you've, you know, spent all your money on the down payment and you don't have any money to fix something when the dishwasher breaks down on like Thanksgiving, because I have had that happen and it was really expensive and it was a lot of money and certainly not something I had prepared for. Or like my pipes, I had to have all of my pipes replaced. And that was like $25,000. Well, I didn't have just like $25,000 sitting around. So the point is that it can be really, really expensive. So you still need to qualify to afford a home loan in all of these situations. But what all of these companies are doing are offering you an interesting way to buy a house. So first we're going to hear from Loftium, and think of this as Airbnb to your dream home. So Loftium is using one of the most innovative companies we know, Airbnb, to build their company and help you afford your home. So before we hear from them, just a quick word from our sponsors. I'm so excited to welcome our new sponsor, Beachbody On Demand. Seriously, I have been using Beachbody On Demand for well over a year on my own because I wanted to be able to work out at home and when I travel. This was really important to me, but I wanted to have access to workouts anytime during the day through my computer, my phone, my web-enabled TV, really anywhere I was because my schedule can be all over the place. And of course, I wanted something that was affordable too. And I have been so happy with the results. I've not only lost weight, which is a plus, of course, right? But I've also been able to sleep better and I feel so much stronger throughout the day, which makes me feel alive. And you know, you may have heard of some of the Beachbody brands like P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, which is one I love, and 3-Week Yoga Retreat, which is my new favorite. But they have workouts for any level, and they range from 10 minutes to over an hour. So depending on how much time I have, there's a workout for me. And it's not just workouts with Beachbody. They have a ton of nutritional content, workout guides, etc. So it's really become my one-stop shop for health and fitness goals. Whether you're a serious athlete looking to shake it up and try new workouts, or just starting to work out on your own, give this service a try. Right now, listeners can get a free trial membership when you text MYMONEY, no spaces, to 303030. You get full access to the entire platform for free. Again, just text MYMONEY to 303030. When we were looking to hire our first employee at Millennial Money, we had no idea where to look to find good candidates for the job, and we ended up wasting so much time and money, and we didn't find a good employee after all that time. It was ridiculous. Then we found ZipRecruiter, and we were just amazed at how easy the hiring process became. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for. They identify the people with the right experience, and then they invite them to apply for the job. They did all the hard work for us. I don't know why we were wasting our time. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Guys, we spent weeks trying to find the right person, and we were unsuccessful, so one day is like magic to our ears. The right candidates are out there, and ZipRecruiter is how you find them, whether you're just building your business or you're a more seasoned business owner. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. You know I love that word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/mymoney. That's ZipRecruiter.com/mymoney. So I am so excited to talk about Loftium today. And Yifan, I know that this is something that you are super passionate about. I have been on the Loftium website countless times now and really just piqued my interest on even just your mission statement, you know, get a down payment, Airbnb a spare room, and afford your dream home. It sounds so easy. Tell us a little bit about how Loftium started.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much, Shauna. So Loftium started from my own personal experience buying my first home in Seattle and then starting to rent out the extra bedrooms. The income from one bedroom on Airbnb was almost enough to cover my entire mortgage. And that just made me think, you know, I struggle with a down payment. Most of my friends are struggling with a down payment in expensive cities. If you can Airbnb a room and have this great income, why don't we tap into that to help people get into the home in the first place?
Yeah. And I think that's so cool because you're, you know, an innovative company and you're using another innovative company that, you know, is very popular to help propel your company. And I just think it just feels so fresh and so new and such a new way to look at, you know, a real classic problem of being able to afford your down payment.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think people who get it think that Loftium is a no-brainer. And then other people are like, wait, what? You're combining Airbnb with down payments? That's so out of the box. But I mean, it makes total sense, right? You're buying this home in the city. It's expensive, but it has all this income potential in it. But you can't really get into that home or tap into any of that income potential, not to mention, you know, appreciation and equity building until you have that down payment.
Yeah. So let's walk through, kind of roll up our sleeves, dig in a little bit. Let's walk through the process. You know, what does somebody need to know about, you know, how they could apply for Loftium to figure out whether this would be a fit for them or not?
Yeah. So Loftium, we make it as easy as possible to apply. basically you sign up on our website, and it's really simple. It should take you less than 5 minutes. The main next step is to get pre-approved with our partner lender, which is Umpqua Bank here locally in Seattle. So if you're able to get pre-approved and have the income to sustain the monthly payments on a mortgage, basically Loftium can come in to fund that down payment. We're not trying to add any extra process on top of it, and you don't actually need any Airbnb hosting experience because we provide all of the software and setup package to get you up and going. Our hosts, we've got new home buyers who have never hosted before up to super hosts within 3 months of starting Airbnb. And that's a really exciting part for us.
Wow. Yeah, that is. So, you know, you have to get pre-approved through your bank, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Eventually we want this to be everywhere with any bank. But right now we're starting with Umpqua Bank.
Right. That makes sense, obviously. So, you know, I think it's really cool too, because I was reading on your blog, some of the articles, and there was an article on there talking about, you know, how somebody could actually get debt free when buying a home using Loftium. And it really made me think that, you know, I think there are a lot of different ways that somebody could use this to their advantage. Can you walk us through, like, you know, how that might work?
That's a great question. Most people think of Loftium as just the down payment, but if you had an extra $50,000, right, there's so many things that you can do to make homeownership more affordable. Some people use us for that straight down payment. Some people use us to cover the closing costs as well, because our requirement is that you only need 1% of the home value in your own funds. So if you're buying a $700,000 house with Loftium, you actually only need $7,000 of your own funds, and we can come in and cover all the down payment plus the closing costs for you also on that home purchase. And then other people have gotten even more creative. So if they have, you know, a car payment or remaining balance on student loans, and it's basically dragging down the amount that the bank is willing to approve for their mortgage, what they do is they will use Loftium funds for the down payment instead and take some of their own money and pay off those loans. So they end up being able to buy, a home in a much nicer neighborhood, a neighborhood that they want, and they've paid off their car payment or student loans. So they're walking into this basically, you know, debt-free with a new home and with Loftium supporting an Airbnb passive income experience.
Which is so cool. You know, I love that there's these different ways of thinking about home ownership and, you know, using something like Loftium to pay off maybe that more expensive debt and maybe position it, you know, in a little bit better way so that the home ownership debt, you know, might make more sense for them. I think that's a really cool way of thinking about it. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. You know, when you thought of Loftium, what is kind of like your ideal client? What does that look like? Who is that person or those people?
When we originally started Loftium, I thought the client would be just people like me, my co-founder Adam, you know, our team, like millennial, late 20s, early 30s, home buyers in cities. So we launched Loftium in Seattle in September, and actually the response has been pretty overwhelming and fairly diverse. I think a large number of people have been interested in this down payment product, not just, you know, first-time home buyers. You can use Loftium if you're a second-time buyer. We've had people kind of wanting to buy another place that's larger, but they don't want to give up their first home yet. Maybe they want to rent it out. Maybe they have parents that are going to move over to the city soon. It kind of gives them flexibility. And we've had people in their 40s and I think 50s with kids or even kids that have left the home that are achieving home ownership for the first time. So it's definitely a pretty wide audience.
Yeah, that's so cool. So tell me a little bit about, all right, let's say we get approved, we get the $50,000. What are we doing or what are we agreeing to in exchange for that money?
Yeah. So we structure Loftium in a way that you know, our team would want to use it, which is Loftium is not a loan. You don't have to pay us back that $50,000 at the end of the contract or time period. And we're not a co-owner in your home. So we're not on the title of your home. You just agree to list a certain space in your home on Airbnb for 12 to 36 months max. And we actually share the Airbnb income with you during that time while helping you manage it and kind of maximize your revenue. So no matter how the home performs, we stick to our bets. So we predict that this home is going to generate this amount of revenue. We prepay that, and then we share that income. Even if the home doesn't hit our revenue targets, you are not on the line. That being said, you can't actively sabotage that income stream. We've seen some online commenters being like, oh, what if I, have horrible decorations or so there is a minimum set of standards. But as long as you're abiding by those, Lofting kind of takes on that risk.
Yeah. So, if you can't, for some reason, rent out the room for a specific period of time, it doesn't necessarily null and void the contract. As long as you're making honest attempt to, continue to rent out your room, then, the contract's still void, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we use Airbnb because all you have to do is to list that room or mother-in-law unit or, separate section of your house. All you have to do is keep that listing active and you will get bookings. And we help you with the pricing and messaging so that, there is this great experience without you having to do very much.
Which is great because I'm sure a lot of people are probably worried about, the actual process of Airbnb-ing. What happens if, let's say you want to go on vacation for a while, and you don't want to rent out your room? What are the parameters around things like that?
Yeah. So we give you 8 freebie days per year that you can use to block out your room, whether it's because you want to go on vacation or have family or friends stay over, as well as, your room's not going to be booked 100% of the time. The average occupancy is around 60 to 70%. So all the other nights where there's no one booked, it's really your house as well. And you can block out additional nights as well. You just have to kind of pay for those block nights and we'll take it out of your split for that month.
So once you get past that, we said 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, whatever that time period is for your contract, then does Loftium then just kind of fall off from the Airbnb and you can decide, what you want to do at that point?
Exactly. Yeah. The end of the contract, there's no payback. There's no continual obligation. You really get to decide what to do. So a lot of our early home buyers, we launched in September and some of our kind of 12-month contract people are almost halfway through. And they've actually been really excited to continue Airbnb-ing. So we will let them continue to use the software for a very small fee if they want to continue Airbnb-ing.
Oh, that's great. It's nice to hear that it's working well already.
Yeah. So I Airbnb, my townhouse, and I personally love it. I've already hosted over 200 guests. I'm a super host. And I basically live this passive income lifestyle where my home pays for itself. So instead of having a mortgage I have to pay or rent I have to pay every month, I'm able to lock in my payments. It doesn't increase over time. And I have this income generating house. That is amazing.
And it's so, I think, fascinating to me that, this is really the way that most, successful businesses get started. But, using yourself almost as a case study to see, does this work or, where does it not work? Different situations like that. So are there certain, are you only in Seattle right now? Or are there certain areas where, this wouldn't work for somebody?
Yeah. So we launched in just Seattle city limits in September. So now we expanded to the entire Puget Sound region. The areas around Seattle as well. And our next step is we'll be hopefully opening up multiple markets at the kind of second half of this year. That's our goal. So the more people that kind of sign up in other cities, that helps us know which cities we should go to next. And there's a number of expensive markets like LA, that a lot of people have been asking for.
Yes, we need a lot of down payment help, particularly in LA. It gets so expensive, and talking about that, what is sort of your overall, even just personal view of, the future of down payment assistance for millennials, for younger generations? What do you think it's going to look like in the future?
You know, I don't think there's been very many down payment programs for like middle income people. There are programs for lower income, you know, down payment assistance from nonprofits or states and cities. But I think we're kind of the first down payment program that's really targeted at this millennial, like middle class, right? Normal people.
Yes.
And I think, you know, that is something that's more and more necessary because, homes used to be a lot cheaper. So affording a 20% down payment on a, you know, $100,000 house is obviously much easier than trying to do that on a $500,000 or $700,000 or million plus home. So more and more, just by the time that you're ready to buy a house, it's really difficult to accumulate, you know, like, $50,000, $100,000 of liquid cash that you can put for a down payment. And a lot of millennials are wary of things like draining their entire 401k savings or like draining every single dollar that they've saved for a down payment. So I really do believe that down payment programs are necessary to help people afford to buy a house at that time in life when they want to, rather than renting until, you know, they're in their 40s or 50s, you know, being able to do it now and accumulate all the financial benefits that come with homeownership.
It is certainly, I think, such an exciting time for companies like Loftium to be in the market right now and really to be providing this solution. This has been such an awesome discussion. Let the listeners know where they can find out about Loftium and where they can, you know, input their information if they don't live in the Seattle area to, you know, find out when you might be coming to their area.
Great. So you can sign up at loftium.com and everyone signs up in the same form and then just choose the city that you're in and we'll let you know when we're in your area.
I don't really know a word other than innovative to describe what Loftium is doing. I mean, with the innovation of Airbnb and being able to use that to help you afford your down payment, I just think it's so cool. So now we're going to hear from Landed, a little bit different concept, but still with down payment assistance. So Landed is really for anybody out there listening to this podcast that works for a school. It typically doesn't have the high income that you need to be able to save for a full 20% down payment. That is where Landed comes in. So Alex, I'm excited to have you on this episode, just like all the other trailblazers on this episode. Landed is really, as you say, on a mission to help essential professionals build financial security near the communities they serve. And I love that mission. I wish there were a lot more people, a lot more companies that were focused on helping people that maybe didn't have as much money for a down payment, but they wanted to still buy a home. Tell me a little bit about the Landed story, you know, how this started and why you decided to focus on these types of professionals.
Absolutely. Well, first, thanks for having me on. It's always an honor to get to chat about what we do. I love chatting about what we do. So I think for our team, we come from a value set where we just believe in upholding the people who uphold the rest of us. And you know, ultimately, when you think about the teachers and the folks who support teachers in the classroom, you think about first responders, police officers, civil servants. All these folks are absolutely essential for our society to run and our economies to thrive. And they put their lives on the line, either literally or make a lot of sacrifice to provide the service they provide. And for that, it's just logical to all of us that we should be, you know, making sure that they're supported in their lives as well. And so finding ways to build tools that help people do that, especially in their financial life, is just something that I think grabbed my attention, the attention of my co-founders, the imagination of us kind of while we were at business school. My partner and I met at business school a few years ago, and we're very interested in kind of as places become more expensive and it becomes harder and harder to work these jobs and have the lifestyle that you may want to have. It's logical that a lot of people are just going to keep leaving these professions. And if, as a result, what are our societies going to look like? And so, how do we build tools, build financial products that would help this particular demographic? We kind of started working out of out of the startup lab on Stanford's campus and started asking around to our professors in particular, how the heck do they afford to live in a place like Palo Alto? How do the people who work at a school like Stanford even afford this? And we stumbled upon the fact that Stanford itself has products for people who want to try to buy homes, has products for people who are trying to figure out how to, have security over the roof over their head, but also enter into one of the best ways to build wealth. And we said, well, heck, if Stanford can do this, a really big institution with a lot of money and with staff that can actually help their staff find housing and use shared equity as a way to address the down payment issue, why don't we bring that to other people? Why don't we build a down payment product that helps the average person trying to, average teacher trying to stay in this district that they teach at? And we'll help find the capital. We will help do all the coordination necessary to provide the similar type of support. So it was pretty simple in that way. Just recognizing there's something that was working in a micro scale. How do we bring that to a broader audience? And I'm a son of a fourth grade school teacher and as a social worker. And I saw I was very wealthy in the sense of love and and support, but we weren't so much on the monetary side. So I know the strain that can bring, but also know that when you are able to own a house, it can do wonders. My grandmother passed away and left her house to my family. And that was we were very, very lucky to be able to have that. And that changed the trajectory for my parents and my life, sent my brother and I to college, allowed my parents to support family members through hard times. And so I know that that tool is really, really valuable to turning around people's lives. And so there's so many different elements here that make sense to try to figure out how to provide the tools that will, help people have this support in the future.
And why do you think that, a company like this hasn't been started before? Do you think it's just kind of, we're in the right climate with technology and that this is sort of the right time?
I mean, shared equity as a tool has been around for a little bit, not too long. It's relatively new, but there are some great companies out there who have similar products on the market. And there are institutions like cities, like the city of San Francisco, that has created a similar product, down payment support through equity sharing, that are really, really helpful. So I think we're, in a lot of ways, we're building on the work of the giants before us. But I think in particular right now, cities where we focus, places of strong economies where a lot of people need and want to live, that where land prices continue to go up and up, we're just at a point, kind of a crisis point, where people recognize that it is just completely unsustainable with the direction of home prices and housing. So I think it's one part, just the moment we're in is forcing these solutions to exist. In moments of desperation comes some of our best inspiration. But there's also the fact that these tools have, especially shared equity, has kind of started to come to fruition. Some of the other products that are out there, we just see as not being ideal and could be improved upon a little bit. And we've found a way to improve upon that, specifically working with matching the people who want to help a certain type of home buyer with those home buyers, people who want to help educators because of their influence in the classroom with the educators that could use the help. Doing things in a slightly different way allows us to offer a product that's just slightly better, that speaks to the people that we work with at this particular moment in time. And so I think, yes, everything is about timing and everything is about learning from the past and then finding ways to make it just a little bit better so that it's something that people will actually use.
Yeah, I love it. I just think it's just, I bought a house many years ago. I've sold that house now, but there weren't programs like this around. There was nothing innovative. You just had to save your money or borrow money from mom and dad, and that was pretty much, your only options. In a market like LA, San Francisco, New York, all of those big ticket markets, it's hard enough to live even if you were just you know, renting, but let alone, you know, you want to buy someplace and you're looking at having to save, you know, even 10% down.
Right.
And it's a lot of money. And, you know, you end up putting a lot of goals on hold, things that maybe right. you should be doing because, you know, you think buying the house is what you need to do, but you just, there's just not enough money to go around.
Yep. Yep. And you're totally right. And I think like any startup, we've had to start someplace and we hope to continue to build, to go to new frontiers. I think you hit the nail on the head that it's, there's two parts of affordability when you want to think about it. There's a part of just kind of how do I live month to month? Can I afford rent? And then there's a part of, okay, if I at all can get to that point, how do I save fast enough? Or how do I build up equity so that I can enter into something like home ownership and be an owner of where I live? And obviously we focus on the latter. But there are lots of problems with the former. There are lots of problems across the housing spectrum, whether it be ownership or it be renting. And that's part of why we just see our work as being like one tool in the toolkit, piece of the puzzle. It's not solving all the issues, and it's not, no one organization or company is going to solve all the issues, but we do a lot of work to try to have relationships with that entire spectrum of solutions. Our product is still only able to support a certain group of people. We're able to support people who have been able to save at least some money themselves. They've got to have skin in the game. And that's the only way that our banking partners will partner up with us. And so they've got to have some savings. They've got to make sure that their debt to income ratio is in a point where they're not already swimming in debt. They've got to be able to make enough to actually service a mortgage, right? And so all those kind of requirements mean that there's still a whole lot of people we're not able to serve. And so I think one of my hopes is that with the success of Landed, we'll be able to continue to bring on new partners, especially lending partners that help us build even, you know, more diverse sets of financial tools that help a larger range of people. But, you know, there are a lot of people for whom this tool is very helpful today. And we want to start somewhere. And if we can help even that next educator decide to stay in the classroom and stay in the profession instead of going to another profession where they're paid more or have to leave their, you know, city altogether, that's a huge win for us. And we're really, really happy to be doing that right now. But there's so much more that we'll need to do to make sure that housing and the option for ownership is available no matter where you are in the wealth building cycle.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Yeah, so walk us through a little bit. I mean, you touched on it a little bit, but walk us through kind of the process, you know, if someone decides they want to work with Landed, what does that look like?
So an educator in an expensive place, it could be anywhere from the Bay Area to LA to Seattle to New York, Denver, et cetera, they'll go on to Landed.com and sign up and speak to one of our team members who will kind of walk them through what Landed is. And oftentimes first time home buyers, we also are walking people through what the heck home buying is versus even renting. Because you need to kind of get a sense and a grounding in that before you can understand what and how Landed works. And in that conversation, we'll explain that what Landed does is help people get to a standard 20% down payment by covering part of that 20% that you need to have as a down payment. And the reason 20% is really powerful is because it lowers the monthly costs of ownership, because A, you have to borrow less money from the bank, and two, you don't have to pay for things like private and mortgage insurance as you would if you took out an even larger mortgage. And so for a lot of people, this is the way that home ownership is more attractive and is even possible in the first place. And so if we can get people to that 20%, then they're off to the races. And so if somebody will come to us, they'll say, hey, I've been diligently saving. I've gotten to 10%, but to get a whole nother 10% is going to be impossible. There's no way. That's where we come in. We say, great, as Landed, we can provide the other 10% of the money you need up front. And then you get to find the house that you want. You live in the house, and whenever you're ready to sell, or you decide, hey, I want to get out of this arrangement with Landed, you can do so by refinancing. And at that point in time, whatever appreciation there is in the home. So if the home's value went from $500,000 to $600,000 in value, then you'll share in part of that appreciation with Landed. You'll share 25% of that growth. So if the house went up by $100,000, you'll owe Landed back whatever down payment support we gave you in the beginning, plus 25% of that appreciation. And if the house went down in value, exactly the same situation, you'd owe back whatever you originally gave, you got from Landed for down payment support minus the part of the loss of the value of the home. And so, in that way, it's a shared investment. It's a partnership rather than kind of a debt relationship where you would have a fixed interest rate paying it on a monthly basis. And no matter what happens in the market, you're paying that amount. It's this relationship is totally dependent on what happens in the market, and you can share in the burden of loss as well as share in the opportunity of gain.
And what type of, you know, we talked about teachers, obviously, but what other types of professions might Landed be appropriate for?
Well, right now, it's not just teachers we work with. We work with anybody who works for a public school or school district. And the money that to do that comes from impact investors. The biggest one that we've partnered with so far is the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, who are really excited about the opportunity to address teacher attrition in this particular way that teachers are impacted by high costs of living. So, you know, educators and teachers are one category of folks. We've been approached by people who are really excited about helping to retain first responders, your firefighters, your police folks, and nurses, people who work at hospitals, as well as civil servants. I mean, all these people are folks who in many situations may kind of barely be getting by just by paying rent, mm-hmm. and therefore aren't able to save, you know, fast enough to get to a point of have the down payment to be a homeowner. And we want to kind of be that, help that missing middle, help those folks who are making too much to qualify for straight up, government support, but not making nearly enough to buy in the open market. How do you kind of address that missing middle so that we can all still have the societies that we want?
Interesting. Yeah, I love it. So what do you think, not that you have a crystal ball, but what do you think, you know, the future is going to look like for things like down payment assistance? Do you think that programs like yours are just going to keep evolving and more people are going to be able to have access to something like this?
I think shared equity is going to be a major tool of how people buy their home in the first place and potentially are owners indefinitely. I think, I have a vision and a desire to be a shareholder of the house that I own rather than being the only, basically the mortgage holder on a home. I feel like if I can take some of my money, put it into the home that I have and have other people share in that investment, I'm totally fine with it so long as I still have control of the roof over my head. And so if I can have that control but can spread out my investment, then it will be better off because I'll be able to take the money that would otherwise go into just one home and invest it into many different things. And I think that that's both something that I would want for the long run, but also it's just practical as a stair step into ownership. I mean, it is just nuts to go from being a renter to having to have upwards of $200,000 to buy an average priced home in the Bay Area. And then you're expected to pay on a $800,000 mortgage to own this $1 million asset. It just doesn't really make sense. It's like going from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour when there's a much kind of healthier way of graduating to that. And so I think we've seen that type of gradient change that, you know, rather than having just 0 and 1, being able to have gradients in between, we've seen that change in so many other sectors, especially where technology has really changed the whole paradigm. It just doesn't exist for home buying, and it doesn't exist in a lot of aspects of wealth building in our current economy. And so I think as our generation, the millennial generation, continues to grow up and have resources and needs, we need different tools than the way our parents bought a home. And I think it'll be the biggest enemy to this right now is the fact that our parents didn't buy their homes this way. And so it's hard to get the advice from people you trust around it. And so just getting people to comfortable with the fact that, hey, we got to try something new to make this work, is one of the biggest challenges. But I think things are changing as, you know, times get more and more desperate.
Yeah, this is so exciting. I love all this. So tell the listeners where they can go to find out more information.
Landed.com, LANDED.com, and sign up and we'll be in touch.
So the last company we're talking to is Unison, and a lot like Landed, they have a very similar concept, except with Unison, it is for anybody with any career to be able to afford, leverage somebody else's money to afford your down payment. Unison is a really unique company that I think is reinventing, or what you like to say, pioneering, you know, the down payment process for people who want to buy a home. And, you know, let's face it, in markets like LA, New York, San Francisco, all those places, you know, it's a steep price for entry. Tell us a little bit about what makes your company so unique.
Well, I think I'm going to answer that in two ways. I think one, we need to set sort of the expectation of why this is going on, right? I think over the past 3-5 years or so, the down payment has been a substantial issue for a lot of first-time home buyers. The first-time home buyer right now is putting down an average 6%. Wow. And what that means is they are always borrowing 90% plus for that mortgage. So I'm sure, as I saw some of it on your podcast, we're always talking about debt. So what our financing, the uniqueness around this is it's not debt. It's a form of an equity investment in the property right alongside that home buyer. So they're able to only have to borrow 80%, which is sort of that gold standard in the lending industry. So make sure that you're paying the best interest rate, you're not having to pay mortgage insurance, and you're setting yourself up for financial success. You're not earmarking so much of your household income to one asset, meaning that home. So our program really is designed to help lower the amount that the home buyer has to borrow, you know, and giving them the opportunity to then earmark dollars for other really important things in their life, like education, paying back some of that student loan debt that's, you know, hampering a lot of first-time home buyers, but also in the saving for retirement or maybe their kids' college education. We free up dollars for them and provide financial flexibility that debt simply can't do.
And I think that's such a great point because, you know, especially in certain markets, you know, saving 20% for a down payment, I mean, it could take you years and years and years. And during that time period, you could be putting lots of other goals on hold. And so having a company that comes in as a partner, and we'll talk a little bit about, you know, what those variables look like, but you're right, you're able to have a little bit more control, a little bit more power over your money, and definitely some options.
Right. And that's the beauty of this is for the first time, the home buyer or homeowner has access to financing that doesn't come with a monthly payment, the typical debt only solutions that are out there. And that really is what we're addressing is for the longest time, and we saw this in the crisis, is that, well, to attack the housing accessibility / affordability issues, the solutions in the marketplace were simply, well, let's let people borrow more money. Well, we're not going to require 20% down. We're only going to require 10% down. Then it became 5%, then 3, and then 2, and then 1. And then ultimately, there were loans that were out there that were 0% financed. Well, that's just not sustainable with the amount of debt that most people are coming into a large purchase like a home today. And we allow people to then sit comfortably right there, that 20% or more mark, whatever they want to use our financing for. And then, as you said, I mean, it's very important today to look at all the other uncontrollable costs that you as a homeowner or a renter are going to have to deal with. And paying back of debt is one huge one, as well as setting yourself up for retirement and in the future.
So who would be, you know, kind of the optimal fit for one of these types of loans? Is there a certain type of person that you can say, you know, if you're in this market or if you're in this situation, you'd be a good fit? Or is it really universal?
Our client base is on all aspects of the spectrum. And I'll tell a couple of stories. One is, I guess, the typical person that, you know, you would look at this and go, I need to put 20% down. I live in San Francisco. The average house here is, to say, $1 million. That means I need to put down $200,000 probably just to qualify for an $800,000 mortgage because of how much money I make. So you may have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10%. We can come in and backfill that other half for you. So now you're putting down the 20%. But on the whole, a lot of our clients are really using us to keep more cash on hand because they know that they have other uncontrollable costs that are out there. So they may have the 20% to put down, and they're using or electing to hold onto that cash for the rainy day, if you will. So that's one, you know, one bucket that people sort of fit into. And I think there's another group that's coming out that we've seen quite a bit here in the last 6 months, are people that are looking to not have to liquidate stock assets or a 401k or other things. They're looking to put more money down so they can qualify for that mortgage. A lot of people are using us in lieu of having to liquidate a 401k or having to sell stocks as well. So there really isn't a sort of cookie cutter answer to that question, because we provide ultimate flexibility depending on the unique financial situation that you're in.
Yeah. And it's important for, you know, people to look at all the different options, because you, like you said, you know, many people either pull money out of their 401k or liquidate stock, and all of those have financial consequences to them. They can be hefty in some terms. Sometimes the borrowing rates from 401k can be really steep. And if you leave the job, you know, it's a tough road to pay that money back fast. So I think it's really imperative for people to have options. And I think this gives them another option for them to at least explore and figure out, you know, whether it's a fit. And I know you position yourself, you know, as a partner with a homeowner, but let's walk through some of the variables. You know, what does it look like in terms of, you know, someone gets, you know, the down payment assistance? What happens, you know, when they sell their house? What if they sell it for less than what they purchased it for? What are some of those variables look like?
So we'll just walk through, say, a 10% down situation.
Perfect.
Where the homeowner or the home buyer in this case is coming in, they have 10% of their own equity in the form of a down payment. We come in on the other side, and we also have 10% down in the form of a down payment. When that gets presented to the lender, they're looking at this as a 80% loan-to-value mortgage that they're going to have to service, right? So in that situation, the mechanics of the deal are very simple, is that while we're both putting in half of the down payment, the consumer, the home buyer, the homeowner, is going to take 65% of the change in value of the home. So if the home is purchased at $1 million and then sold down the road for $1.1 million, we both would share in that change in value, that $100,000 change in value, not the purchase price, not that million, but just the $100,000. So it's 65% for the home owner, 35% for Unison. Now, but there's two other situations that could occur. If the home was to not go up in value, and say you sold it 5 years from now and it's still $1 million, possibly that could happen. We both simply get our initial investment back. Both of us get that $100,000 that we put into the deal. And then there is a third situation, the home actually goes down in value, where in that situation, it's 65% for the home owner, 35% us, we would share in that loss.
Okay.
As well.
Sure.
So it's up static or down. It's still the 65-35. That split remains in the situation, outside of the fact if the home was to be sold for no price gain or price loss.
Got it. So, you know, if I'm the consumer and I'm thinking about this, you know, what are some of the cons that I should be aware of?
Is for the home buyer or homeowner, if they're looking at their home as the major source of their retirement, it's going to make them uncomfortable to share in any of that change in value, right? That appreciation that they're banking on. So that's the one thing that we always sort of like to highlight, is if you're really looking at that home as a source or the major source for your retirement, that's something you need to look at and you need to consider. You need to go talk to your financial advisor and make sure that that's the appropriate plan for you. We always like to say you need to diversify. We talked about 401ks and other retirement style accounts. We always try to educate our consumers on the need for diversification, right? Don't put all of your eggs in one basket, if you will. And I think a lot of people have realized, because of the volatility of what happened a decade ago on homes, is that you shouldn't put all of your money into a single asset.
Please don't.
You're talking about it all the time, but we see it often the case that that's one of the things that a lot of folks will come back to us. It's like, well, I don't want to share in the appreciation of this home because it's something that it's an investment. Well, there's your difference, right? If it's a home, it's an investment. You know, if it's a home, it's something that's near and dear to you. A house is an investment. And there's that difference, I think, for a lot of people as they sort of have to look through what the purchase means to them and what are they looking to accomplish long-term with their finances. So we see a lot of people taking the stance of that this is an investment. This is the roof over my head. I need to be able to be sure, 100% sure, that I can manage that monthly payment, the debt part of this securely while still maintaining my quality of life, my retirement, funding a 529 for my kids and everything else, healthcare costs and everything else that goes along with owning a home, right? And that's certainly where we provide the greatest value for our clients, is that we provide ultimate flexibility because we allow them to keep more cash on hand, as I described earlier.
Yeah, I love it. It's such a, you know, I'm almost here thinking, you know, why didn't somebody think of this sooner? You know, it's such an innovative concept, and yet, you know, something...
Because it's incredibly hard. And perhaps that's where I can sort of address that, is that for the first time, there has been the introduction of a new style of finance within U.S. residential real estate. So that means that we have had to go through all the acronyms, your FHFAs, the HUDs, the CFPBs, all of the different regulatory agencies that look at financing within residential real estate. And we've gone through that. This is itself a new category of finance. So as we know, government can move slowly at times. And it takes quite a bit sometimes to actually get this to progress through the financial services arena. So they have been working on this since late 2004. Of course, there was a crisis that occurred in 2007 that held up the process. But coming out of that in 2012, we were able to bring this to the consumer, and we've been now available since 2012 through all price points. So this is something that you can do in the conforming arena with the GSEs. You can do this in jumbo. You can do it with a 15-year, a 30-year. It works in combination fluidly now with any style of debt financing on the other side. And that's important to realize for the consumer that's listening to this right now, is this financing still works in combination with traditional financing. You still have to qualify. You still have to have the good credit score. You still need to have the appropriate debt to income ratios. All that still is in place. We just simply make it a little bit easier for you, the consumer, to be able to have that financial flexibility long-term as you go to buy that house.
Yeah, well, this, like you said, I mean, this is an exciting time. I'm happy that all the variables have come together, because I think this is definitely the future of home buying, definitely the future of a lot of big purchases that people are trying to figure out, how in the world can I afford these? So tell the listeners where they can go to find out more information.
Well, there are two things I'd like to answer that with, is that this isn't something that we're taking lightly. We know the challenges and hurdles of down payment and saving for the down payment. So we actually are attacking this two ways. One, with the programs that we offer right now, but also we're looking to create a down payment movement. We're trying to get with people like you, financial writers, personal finance bloggers, to actually put the spotlight on this and give people that sense of hope that you can do this. So we're creating a down payment movement. You can find a little bit more information about that at downpaymentmovement.com. But if you're more interested in the programs that Unison does offer, it's simple. Just go to unison.com. That's UNISON.com. And you can see both the Unison Home Buyer Program as well as the Unison Home Owner Program on that website.
All right. So there you go. Three companies offering three very different approaches and yet the same end result, helping you be able to afford that down payment so that you can actually buy your house. And not that a house is necessarily the end all be all for everybody. I hope that, you know, if you've listened to some of the back catalog of episodes, that you've heard me say that buying a home makes sense for a lot of people, but it may not make sense for you right now. You know, this might not be the right time for you, but I think hearing about these companies will allow you to be able to think beyond your own bank account, think beyond your finances, especially in those markets markets where buying a house is really, really expensive. As always, you can find the links to all of these companies mentioned, as well as links to our awesome sponsors, ZipRecruiter and Beachbody On Demand, in our show notes, as well as a link to the survey where you can share your own money story with us. If you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.